Financial statements might seem like cryptic hieroglyphics, but they tell the essential story of every business. Think of them as a medical chart for a company, revealing its vital signs, chronic conditions, and overall health. Warren Buffett himself considers understanding these documents required reading for anyone who wants to understand business. With over 600,000 copies sold and translations in 12 languages, this approach has proven its enduring value across generations of business professionals. The ability to read financial reports isn't just for accountants. It's a fundamental skill for anyone who wants to speak the language of business fluently. Whether you're an investor, manager, or entrepreneur, mastering this language opens doors to better decision-making and deeper business insights. Every business must generate consistent profits, maintain appropriate financial condition, and manage cash flows effectively. These imperatives correspond to three primary financial statements. The income statement reveals profitability, starting with sales revenue, $52 million in our example, and working through expenses to reach net income, $2,642,000. The balance sheet provides a snapshot of financial position, showing assets on one side and claims against those assets, liabilities, and stockholders' equity on the other. The statement of cash flows shows money movement. Profit-making activities generated $3,105,000, while other activities used $470,000. These numbers differ because profit isn't measured by cash flows alone. When selling on credit, cash collections don't align with sales revenue. Some collections represent previous year's sales, while some current sales remain uncollected. Accrual basis accounting addresses these timing issues by recognizing receivables and liabilities for accurate profit measurement. Cash flow is the lifeblood of every business. Without steady cash circulation, even profitable companies can collapse. A growing restaurant might be profitable on paper, but run out of cash after purchasing equipment and inventory before collecting from increased sales. This demonstrates why understanding the interconnections between financial statements is crucial. Profit doesn't guarantee cash. When businesses make credit sales, they create accounts receivable for uncollected revenue. A company with $52 million in annual sales and a 5-week average payment period will have about $5 million uncollected at year-end as accounts receivable. This relationship is measured by the accounts receivable turnover ratio, annual sales revenue divided by ending accounts receivable, 10.4 in our example. Reducing the average credit period by just 1 week would free up $1 million in capital, potentially saving $60,000 annually in interest costs. Revenue recognition presents timing challenges. Companies must determine when a sale is complete and how to handle return rights, discounts, or warranties. Software companies face decisions about multi-year license revenue, while construction companies must address recognition during long-term projects. Companies account for potentially uncollectible receivables by creating allowances for doubtful accounts based on historical data. These estimates may require adjustment during economic downturns, affecting reported profits. Paradoxically, increasing profit can temporarily drain cash. Rapid growth often requires investment in inventory, equipment, and staff before collecting payment from new sales. Cash flows include both profit-making activities and capital raising or investing activities. Focusing exclusively on cash flows provides an incomplete picture due to timing differences between cash movements and business performance. Cost of goods sold typically represents the largest expense for product-selling companies, in our example, 65% of sales revenue. This percentage highlights why effective inventory management is crucial for profitability. Our example company's $8.45 million year-end inventory reflects a 13-week holding period. Reducing this to 10 weeks would free up $1.95 million in capital. However, insufficient inventory risks stockouts and damaged customer relationships. Similar companies often report different profits despite comparable sales due to their inventory accounting methods. Businesses choose from three approaches: first in, first out, FIFO, average cost, or last in, first out, LIFO. Each method yields different cost figures and valuations, especially during price volatility. Inventory must also be written down to reflect losses from falling prices, damage, deterioration, obsolescence, or theft, directly impacting profit margins. Modern inventory management increasingly relies on sophisticated software that integrates real-time tracking, automated reordering, and predictive analytics to optimize stock levels. Depreciation allocates long-term asset costs over their useful lives, not just reflecting market value decline. Since it involves no immediate cash outflow, many find it confusing. Consider it as spreading a delivery truck's cost across its operational lifetime rather than expensing the full purchase price up front. Determining useful lives requires judgment, with most companies following tax regulation guidelines that often permit accelerated depreciation, allowing shorter than actual lives and front-loaded expense recognition. Unlike accounts payable triggered by invoices, accrued expenses accumulate without external bills. Examples include monthly sales commissions paid later, accumulated vacation pay, and future warranty work on products already sold. Accounting must calculate these unpaid amounts at year-end to accurately represent liabilities and expenses. Interest expense must be recorded for all days money has been borrowed, regardless of payment schedule, with unpaid interest recorded as accrued interest payable. Similarly, income tax expense connects to income tax payable on the balance sheet, with typically only a portion remaining unpaid at year-end. Financial statements must include footnotes as their essential fourth component, without which they would be incomplete and potentially misleading, like a medical diagnosis without explanatory context. Footnotes identify and explain the key accounting methods chosen by the business from among acceptable alternatives. For example, Caterpillar's footnotes reveal they use LIFO inventory valuation, resulting in over $2 billion less reported inventory value than if they had used FIFO. They also provide important information that cannot fit within the financial statements themselves, such as details about long-term debt terms, lease obligations, stock options, employee plans, lawsuits, and pension obligations. Unfortunately, footnotes often suffer from poor readability. The writing is frequently obscure, with legalistic structure and excessive technical terminology, particularly when covering sensitive matters like lawsuits or failed ventures. When reviewing financial reports, don't skip the footnotes. They often contain the most revealing information about a company's true financial condition. Pay special attention to changes in accounting methods, contingent liabilities, and related party transactions that might signal underlying issues not evident in the main statements. Financial statements tell stories of growth or decline, strength or weakness, opportunity or risk. Understanding these stories gives you a superpower in business, seeing beyond numbers to the underlying realities they represent. These statements are interconnected like an ecosystem. When sales increase, receivables typically rise too. When inventory grows, so do accounts payable. These patterns reveal how effectively a business manages resources. When examining financial statements, first assess the big picture. Is the company profitable? Is its financial position strong? Is it generating positive cash flow? Then investigate specific areas. Are receivables outpacing sales? Is inventory turnover slowing? Are accrued liabilities unexpectedly increasing? Financial literacy isn't just about numbers, it's about understanding business itself. Mastering this language helps you spot insights others miss and make better decisions. Whether running a business, investing in one, or simply understanding business operations, reading financial reports is an invaluable career skill.